in a comfortably dim place, warm, bracing. There is a stage with its spotlight out. The audience is empty of occupants, just chairs. A corridor leads past the curtain off the stage, light from under one door in particular. Here, in a sleeping, drowsy place, you begin to methodically tread toward that light, that door. Eventually, you find yourself in front of it. A large golden star is embossed in the wood. You turn the handle, slowly, and push inward. Inside, the room is well appointed. A wardrobe, a table with a large mirror on it, a full-length mirror as well. A four-poster bed against one wall, presumably for naps between shows. The bed is old, but has luxurious red quilt and pillows, as well as hanging red curtains tied off on the corner posts. The door opens completely and you see her, standing against the opposite wall. Top hat in place, raven hair, outfit the same as it was on stage, a full-sleeved tuxedo top, something like a bikini bottom, and then long fishnets accompanying leather boots. She stands there and beckons, so you walk into the room. Her cane is leaning against one wall. You watch as she picks up a small, black, shining box from the dressing room table. You close the door behind you unthinkingly. She doffs her hat, shakes out her long, dark hair, hangs the hat on a little hook on the wall. She opens the box and shows you what's inside. Two tiny, faint blue glass ovals, each the size of the tip of your pinky finger. She picks one out of the case with her index, holds her eye open, and expertly puts in the contact lens. Then she repeats the process, holding her other eye open and inserting the second lens. She blinks a few times to ensure they are correctly positioned. Then she moves toward you. She takes you by the shoulder, leads you over toward the side of the bed. Once you're standing by the edge with your back to it, she turns your chin upward with one long finger. The gloves are gone. Her nails are short and well buffed. She points your gaze into hers. You see the contacts. They have a visual effect, giving her pupils a faint blue sheen. Not black voids. Everything must look blue to her. Her eyes now look blue to you. The iris is blue regardless of what it was before. Not the light blue of eyes truly made that color, but a dark, almost black, like blue ink. Just as you think of ink, you notice a swirl of bluish color tendril its way across her eyes, including the whites. It is captivating. You move to point it out, opening your mouth, but she pushes up your chin, closing your lips. She just stares into your eyes. She leans forward as if to kiss you, but her lips never touch yours. Spices on her breath, the warm proximity of a gorgeous performer. She runs the finger up your jawline, grips you by the back of the head, keeping your gaze locked with hers. Slowly you see the shining tendrils of dark blue-black forming a spiral on the surface of her eyes. It reminds you of the other tricks she's done, and this is a good trick. You find yourself looking for how she's creating that intriguing visual effect. It must be something in the surface of the contacts, but it didn't start appearing until you were staring into them. A time delay, perhaps? Or maybe a reaction to your eyes looking into hers? Yet it does seem those contacts are reacting to you. And as you think of those unrelated things, the spiral moves. A swirl of tendrils of darkness in her eyes, a soothing void you could fall into, set in an alluring face, closer and closer. It feels right to keep staring, to try to find the trick, to try to find the middle of the spiral, to find what's going on. You feel your body swaying a little, side to side, but the spiral follows the movement, always positioned so it is the middle of your view of her eyes, as if it were following you, as if the effect on her eyes sought your attention, sought your regard. You can't really escape it because you feel how captivating it is. Plus, her presence is practically hypnotic in its own right. After all, part of you still thinks of this beautiful woman with her raven hair as the star of the show, the director of tricks, someone to listen to who might have something good to tell you, or to show you. Her hands are now on your shoulders, so she's very close. All of her is locked out of your vision by those swirling, blue-black pools that seem to gradually pull all thought out of you and into her. As time goes on, you feel more and more open, more and more contained by her gestures, her eyes, her thoughts, within her, listening, waiting, open. You realize that you are free of some obstructions normally associated with waking. You are open to her influence and direction. And that's all right. After all, she wants to entertain. She wants to impress. She wants you to have fun. Only benevolent feelings flow from her to you. A soothing experience. And she seems to be all right with that. As you feel your muscles relax even more, and your body begin to sag, she moves her hands lower and holds you up. She then helps you lay backward, onto the bed. She keeps her face above you, slightly further away, so you can adjust your position. You wonder how she's gazing into your eyes so constantly, so efficiently. Perhaps she is levitating. It doesn't matter. The gradual swirl of blue-black in your vision makes everything seem all right. Your thoughts descend into the void of her eyes. You feel the comfortable bed beneath you. Now that your muscles are relaxed enough to really be aware of it, it is luxurious in the extreme. The quilt rises just a little bit to embrace your body, because the bed is so soft that your weight pushes the quilt down into it. There is a pillow under you where she has maneuvered your form. She is now climbing above you. You feel one of her knees on each side of your body, her palms planted on the bed. Her stage outfit is still on, but you find yourself not caring so much about that. You immediately find her eyes again, having only briefly looked at the rest of her. The swirls are there still. In fact, they're even there when you blink. If you try to blink for a long time, you see them on the back of your eyelids. You know they will follow you even later when you close your eyes. The look of her, her guidance, will follow you into even your dreams. You think you hear her voice echoing in your mind, accompanying her words. But gradually it becomes simpler to just close your eyes. Your body and mind are so relaxed after all. Behind your closed eyes, the spiral of ink remains, barely distinguishable from the darkness, but there. But now you feel as if you're being drawn toward it, into it. Slowly, the soft mattress under your body gets even more giving, even more relaxed. You're sinking into the comfortable warmth, and the magician is sinking along with you. Her body is warm and near. You know if you opened your eyes, you'd see her swirling blue-black gaze in front of you. You see it anyway. Slowly, you see other things as well. Inside in your mind. In a place of closed eyes and open dreams. Descending on a warm cloud through darkness. You see sparkling stars out there. You see vapor and spirals. And gradually you pause in the void. Her body on top of you. Now you can see her even with your eyes closed. In fact, there seems to be no real difference in whether you keep your eyes closed or open. She's there. You're here. There is a dark, otherworldly place, but one she is obviously familiar with. and it feels familiar to you as well. She doesn't use words exactly. Here, floating in the relaxing void, within the bed and within your mind. She doesn't have to. The concepts just arrive in your mind. Gradually, you sense that her illusions are more than merely illusions. You think about how you, too, might direct a world as ably as she has directed this one, feeling the embrace of her intentions, seeing the swirl of her watching eyes inside your mind. You notice you have ceased sinking through the bed, and now she is simply laying on top of you, her arms wrapped around you, her eyes staring into yours. There is something somewhat similar to sleeping about all this, a certain dreamlike effect about the whole event. And it helps you to visualize ways you could affect your sleeping world. Slowly, laying there in the dark void, her embrace around you, you let yourself visualize a warm sun, high above, green grass below, the expanse of blue sky with the occasional pure white cloud. See that place. Be in that place. She is still there atop you, her knees in the grass, her body near. The boundary between waking and dreaming may be entirely gone now, but that's all right. You're in a place drifting ever closer to dream, but you still sense a connection to her. Her presence, the symbolism of her, the star of a show, in control, able to change what is shown to people, direct their perceptions, alter the environment. That symbol associates with what you should be for your own dreams, because now in this place, with her assistance near to you, you can do the same. The place you're in, a clearing, calm and bright, is a place made from your mind, which you may alter by willing it, change by doing it. Even as you drift away, these words, this image of her, this swirling beauty, her augmented eyes looking into yours, all of this is loaded into your mind, in your surface thoughts, in your short-term memory, in the parts of you that you carry into dream with you. So when you drift off and dream, embraced in the bed, you carry the aspect of her with you. You will know that you are the star of your own mental show. Lucid, composed, your mind will watch what you do, what you experience, what you want. You will direct everything that happens in the void of sleep, in the place of relaxation. You will carry all of those thoughts across the boundary, from wakefulness into dream. So when you drift off and dream, embraced in the bed, you carry an aspect of her with you. You will know that's where you are. That's one of the things you are certain of, a formless escape into dream. You will direct everything that happens in the void of sleep, in the void of relaxation. Carry the thoughts and envision yourself slowly sinking into your bed, sinking to the other side, the swirling darkness resolving itself into a beautiful place you have chosen for yourself. You will be able to determine what arises from the formless escape of dream, and be able to choose where to go. Your guidance might be different than normal, and it may take some time. But carrying these thoughts, these ideas, and that image of her and her eyes into the void with you, you will be more prepared to steer your own voyage through dream. Feel how you are warm, enfolded, safe. Your body is where it needs to be for peaceful, resting, sleeping grace to descend over you. But on top of that, you are now armed with the tools to do what she would do. Guide your environment. Direct change. Utilize illusion and understanding to choose what you will see. Peer into your own mind. Use its tools as the building blocks of an enjoyable dream. And though she will slowly fade away, as you slip deeper and deeper into relaxation, and then into sleep, and then into dream, you will be able to visualize her once more, call her back for assistance, or for fun, in that open place which is the void of your own mind, into which you can funnel any particular thought, any particular craving or need. You have access to the entire bag of tricks in your mind, and during restful sleep you can use the times when your mind is more active, those times when rapid eye movement is taking place, to lucidly fantasize and explore. That option is open to you. You may have scenarios already in your mind, and since your dreams and remembered experiences are filled in while the deep peaceful state is happening, many obstacles or distractions which exist in the normal outside world will have faded away, leaving you with a blank canvas to work on, to create illusions which are real enough for your sleeping mind to caress, to indulge, to find pleasure for itself in the expanse of dreaming, on the other side of the veil of sleep. That's where you're headed anyway. You might as well make some useful progress while you're there. Your desires and fantasies hang in your mind. Of course, she excited your fantasies just by being near you anyway. You feel yourself more and more able to guide your mind, even as your body relaxes and gets out of the way. Your mind is there, drifting toward dream. Your mind traveling, finding yourself capable of carrying important knowledge imparted to you here in these words, and also the image of that dressing room, the nearness of those eyes, the memory of her caress teaching you things. You can carry all of this into dream. All of it together creates a new set of knowledge and skills, a new spell worked over you, which will carry you to a place deep enough inside to lucidly, actively direct a dream, forge a fantasy, and travel, in the most wakeful moments of a long sleep, to places you want to go, fantasies you want to experience, and she might be right there if you think of her. And there could be more fun to be had than even what you've experienced with her so far. But that is for your subconscious mind to decide. Opening up, accepting the fantastic possibilities, the lucid, useful exploration. Certainly when your eyes close, you see hers, swirling, gazing into you, augmented and elevated, ready to ensnare and improve you. That will be a source of sureness and a determination throughout everything that comes next. Remembering her, her confidence, the spell she worked over you, all of that will be useful to you later. The comfort of her bed, the warmth of her breath, the voice in your mind, the look of her eyes. All of this is vivid imagery of a kind similar to what you will produce when you use the tools of your mind to build your experience, directing the environments, directing what happens, seeing and feeling yourself in the moment, just as you do when you listen to words like these, files like this. But now, the enhancement, the spell, the image will follow you and help you as you descend. Yes, you'll find ways to incorporate that sense of being the star of your own show, of being useful and knowledgeable about your own mind, at least. You'll be able to use that to open a door to lucid guidance within your own head, to choosing the paths your dream will take, the form your own thoughts will assume. There may be elements you didn't even know you wanted when you were waking, because when you're resting, your subconscious mind is more accessible. But your mind will nonetheless descend slowly and surely toward a place where you can make the choices, and rest will happen. within dream.